Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. As you read over how suffering happens for you, can you get a sense of the karma behind this issue? What beliefs, assumptions, projections, behavior do you consistently choose that result in suffering? Example, I believe that I will not be able to stand the sensations that arise when someone is displeased with me. So I consistently choose not to do anything that would produce unpleasant feelings. As a result, I'm written out of my own life and end up with a smaller and smaller role to play in it. I'm constantly resentful that I don't get to say my piece and hate myself for being afraid to. My identity as a victim gets maintained. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Whoops.
First caller.
Sounded like a hang up.
Well, all right. It looks like they're still on the queue and they're unmuted, but hello?
Ah, here they come.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Pat in Asheville.
Well, hello, Pat. What are you seeing?
Well, what I see is that particular assignment was written just for me, and it pretty much sums up a lot of the conditioning that I have to deal with all the time. And I have been pretty much working with fear of communicating for the whole 10 years plus I've been in this practice. And ego always seems to find some new way to come around, hidden and attack me with that very same fear. And it's difficult to get rid of it, especially...
Well, it is.
Well, yeah.
And I want to underline that point before we go on, okay, because that's something we all need to keep in mind. No matter what we see about ego, it's going to do its very best to come up with another way to get us. It can use the same thing as with fear, right, which is what ego is, but we see it, it comes around, comes in a window. We see it, comes in another window. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, yes, I totally agree with all of those different ways that it can come at me and attack me. Right now, I've got a situation that has been especially difficult to deal with. I have a dear family member who's just recently lost her husband and is still somewhat in the grief process, but mainly she's just a very, very angry person and has been for years, has not done things that you normally do to enrich your life with. You know, she's just kind of a TV watcher. And I do love this person dearly and wanted to, and I've been there with her this whole time with the loss of her husband, et cetera. And I have been extremely careful through the years of mentioning my practice, saying much to her about it. She asks me some questions, and she's a kind of person that likes to attack you and knock you off your pins when you're answering a question about something. And so, but I thought finally this time that if anyone needs our practice for crying out loud, it's this person. And I thought, okay, you've just got to suck it up and tell this person about all your practice and how much it's meant to you and et cetera. Well, that's, in the scripture it mentions casting pearls before swine. Nothing has helped. And it's extremely frustrating dealing with this person because it's always the same, depression, and I have to be careful what I say. And I've always been a bit fearful when I speak, especially in public, and just because I don't want to make a mistake. So it's kind of several different aspects to this particular fear.
Well, and Pat, it's really interesting, just stepped back from it, that this person that you're describing, whom you love dearly, is your worst nightmare.
Exactly.
Right? She has every quality and characteristic that is going to keep that self-hating ego operating in you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Because yes.
If you were only around people who didn't do that, then it would be obvious that all of the stuff that goes on in your head is just stuff that goes on in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But karma, conditioning, ego, is infallible when it comes to putting us in situations that will reinforce it. So here's this woman in your life that you love dearly who behaves in all of the ways that ego is telling you you have to be afraid of someone behaving. And you're with her a lot.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
That's big, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Yes, I'm seeing it, Sherry. I just hadn't seen it before.
I thought
of this as being a workshop, and in this, I'd better get in there and do a good job with this workshop. And I've been working at it for, 3 months now. And
years.
Years,
face it.
Right. So, okay, so what do I do? Just begin severing?
Well, it is a good workshop.
Uh-huh.
It is a good workshop. And you're going to get to see increasingly that she is an external personification of the egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate that's been controlling you all your life. Okay, so you can hear it and see it inside you. You can hear it and see it outside you in this other person, which I'm hoping before very long you begin to see for what it is rather than seeing it as true.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically what you're getting to see is the same thing has happened to her that happened to you, right? She was conditioned in exactly the same way, except her way of dealing with it is to attack, and mm-hmm. your way of dealing with it is to try to hide out from attacks.
Right. Okay, my heavens, this is going to be a lot for me to work on. And
yes, well, and, it is. It is, and it's really, I hope, don't let any voices tell you this is anything other than really good news, okay? Because they'll try to. They will try to make this your fault or something wrong with you or something wrong with her or because they're on shaky ground now. This is a big piece of the puzzle, okay? So just, listen to this again. Lots of recording and listening. Lots of taking care of that really good person who has been made to feel afraid for all of this time. You're fine. You're doing great.
Oh, wow. This is I see how this is really great, great news, Sherry, and I certainly it's
terrifying.
Going to be a big help. Well, yeah, it is scary. But, to
all
think
at the same time.
Yeah, to love a person who is basically my worst enemy.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I will definitely put this on my recorder. I just carry the things around with me all the time. And
report
listen.
Back.
Yes, ma'am,
back,
I
please.
Certainly will. I certainly will. And,
very
and,
good.
Deep, deep gosho, and many, many thanks.
All right. Well, take good care of you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Sherry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pat. Karma, Sherry.
Mm, 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 mm.
Well, and I love that because that's the assignment, right? There's a karma that keeps getting reinforced. It's a karma that we keep choosing. And part of the reason that karma is there and we keep choosing it is so that we eventually see it for what it is and choose the karma to lose interest in it.
Right. Yeah. And again, in anybody who can't see themselves in what Pat was describing is really just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Because that's how egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate sets us up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and opens up our possibility for liberation.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
It's exciting.
It is. It truly is. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
This is Kim calling from Vashon. So happy
Hello,
to be
Kim.
Here.
What are you seeing?
Well, I see that conversation definitely, you know, was very relevant for me. And my karma that I'm exploring is this not listening to life's guidance in the sense of I have a better idea. Life sets something in front of me. I say
Kim,
yes.
Kim. Ego has a better idea.
Sorry. Thank you. Ego has a better idea. Life presents what is for me to do, which I love this quote. Mm-hmm. I've been really practicing with this. And then ego says, no, I think you should do something else because blankety blankety blank. And I have a question in this because Sherry, you and I had a conversation maybe a year ago about saying yes to whatever comes into the sphere, into my sphere, and then letting life
work it out.
Kim.
Not from ego.
Not from ego.
We are never talking about that.
Right, but yesterday in the conversation there was reference to what is appropriate to the person, and the question that I have is how do I know what is life, what is appropriate for me? Like, you know, the person was talking about being an EMT at 58, and maybe that wasn't appropriate.
You just laid it out perfectly, Kim.
I did, so?
You just laid it out. So life offers you what there is in front of you. Ego says, no, I think you should... There you have it.
But
I mean, that's it.
So then, to follow on that, then say what you're saying is say yes. That the first life offers you something, and you always say yes, no matter what.
Well, and you don't you and when you listen to this, you're going to wonder who's having this conversation, okay? And you're going to be very suspicious of the who of that, okay? So. It doesn't even require a you to receive life's guidance. Okay, if you get up and you stand up from your chair and you're going to walk across the room, you don't have to be an ego to say yes to the ability to take a step.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, life is living you. Life is animating you. And that is true not just with something like walking, which, you know, ego would like to say, well, yeah, but that's physical. That's different. No, it's not. We think it is, but it's not. So life is constantly living us. Ego is constantly having a better idea, as you've noticed. Now, what happens with most people is they're not tuned in to life's guidance. They just tune in to the, no, I thank you. And again, Kim, no, I think you,
there is the
biggest clue in the world for us that this is coming from an iffy place.
Well, but what is, so I get to this place every time. So someone says, would you like to do this with me? And my first thought is, the first thought is yes, and then whoosh, conditioning comes in, you don't have enough time, blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
And so are you saying that there's no choice point? like that life will help you with choices.
Kim, what you're arguing for, what you're arguing for is egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Again, you just laid it out. Okay? Person says, would you like to do this with me? Your response, just whoops, yes. Then ego comes in with, no, you don't have time. You can't do that. You've got to do this and this and this and this. You have all these obligations. You have commitments. You have chores. You can't do that.
There was a conversation yesterday about what is appropriate for the person, though.
Okay.
After the conversation about with the person who was, you know, saying, oh, that she had tried these things and maybe they weren't, you know, and so
okay.
No, Kim.
If she had been paying attention,
life
would have informed her that this was not the thing to do.
Okay.
And what she knows full well is she missed that memo. Okay?
Okay.
In the great enthusiasm of ego to say, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Do that. Oh, sure, you're 58. Oh, sure, you're not that physically fit. Oh, sure, you haven't been to school in, but you'll be fine.
Okay.
That is the equivalent of, sure, you've been an alcoholic all of your life. Sure, you've been sober for the last 10 years. You can handle it. Go have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It'll
okay.
be great. Yeah.
So what you're saying is trust the small voice.
You don't have to trust, Kim. You don't have to trust.
Okay.
You're getting absolute clear guidance. You've just laid it out.
Okay.
If anything, what is required is dropping that belief that you can't has validity. You got to see that for what it is. That's the only requirement. I know.
Okay.
You can do
this. It's faith.
You can do this.
Okay.
You're going with your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Get pulled into its faith or its trust or its some other.
Mm.
No, it's not. You're going with your experience. You've laid out in two cases exactly what's going on and exactly what you need to do. It's your experience. You know this.
Okay, thank you.
You don't need faith or trust to go with 2 and 2 is 4. You've put 2 and 2 together many, 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 many times, and you've always wound up with those 4.
Okay,
you don't need faith for that. Go with your experience.
Okay. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
You've
thank you, Ashwini.
One.
Thank you, Shanga. Gasho.
Gasho.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Kim. You know, Sherry, what drops in around that conversation is it really is important that we train to calibrate to what is the yes of life, because
yes.
the yes of ego can hoodwink us, right?
Mm-hmm.
As does the no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the yes of ego is so much more difficult to catch on to as not being life than its no.
That's right, because it feels good.
Yes, exactly. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, one of the things that I've always heard you say is, when you say yes, it doesn't mean that the outcome has to be good, right? I mean, you say yes,
oh,
and
exactly.
you can find out that, no, actually going through with it is what you needed to do, regardless of how it turns out. And the
That's
other,
right.
And the other thing is that if the yes is the first thing that arises, if I wait a couple of beats, life can still say, but not this.
Exactly.
We have to wait that it's not the ego, the resistance, that denies the yes. It's a yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes. But the yes to what life is saying changes in every moment.
And this is subtle stuff we're dealing with,
yeah.
right? Which is why we have to practice awareness.
Yeah.
This is that place where in the email class somebody was saying, I can't. I want to master this quickly, and I just can't. My response was, that's correct. You are having the correct experience.
Yeah.
This is not something we're going to master quickly. Yeah. It's just not. Mm-hmm. That we practice awareness, and it gets more and more and more and more subtle.
Yeah.
That's what's the mastery, not I get it.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. This is Tom from Arizona.
Well, hello, Tom. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a bunch. I called in last month, and just real quickly, I was working on doing one thing at a time, and then I would find myself in the garden, just kind of unconsciously,
right.
You know, off doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did I get here?
And what I kind of came up with, and so I'm checking in with you to say, oh, that's ego story. That's not. That seems intuitive. Or is I'd be doing something, and then there would become an ego story like, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing the wrong thing. And then kind of a very young philosophy kicked in like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to disappear and do the right thing and kind of get out of the way of these adults or power figures or things you're afraid of. And that really was kind of like so intense that I would just kind of go unconscious or asleep so
yes.
I didn't have to face that fear, anger, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, that's a perfectly reasonable explanation for how that system gets put in place. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it brings in the other aspect of practice, right, which is
mm-hmm.
the need to recognize the moment that happens so that you can see it as bogus and be able to stay with yourself.
And I'm still working backwards into that process map because
yes.
Yeah. Which is great, you know.
It's wonderful. It's exactly
yeah.
what we were just talking about, right? Once we get fascinated by this, even, Tom, that kind of thing. So, you know, you're not the only little kid that kind of thing happened to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's one of those, well, I can see how that would happen. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, you hear things, you read things, you do whatever, and you go, you know, that sounds like that same process. That's really interesting. Now, we're not learning something in the sense that we usually think of as learning. We're just becoming fascinated with the pieces of the puzzle and how they go together. Right? And so if we're not there in the sense of, I don't get it, well, that's okay. I just don't get it yet. There are lots of things that we don't get until we get them. In fact, most things. But you do get it if you stay with it, right? If you stay with it, eventually it comes together. And it's that coming together that we practice for, because that's the clarity of intelligence knowing itself. And the content is completely irrelevant.
Beautiful.
It's fun, huh?
It's awesome. And one last piece, and it's amazing how you can speak to exactly, you know, the point and what I'm working on. I guess that's why you have your job. But this month I was looking at participating, and when the request or the assignment came out, you know, what are you going to participate in? And of course, ego mm-hmm. just ran with that. You better pick the right thing. Da 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 da. And the message was, I don't know, I don't know. And I kind of even went to that shut down place, like, oh no, I can't look at this because I'm doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, let's just look at I don't know. Let's just live. Let's participate in I don't know. And ego was like, what? You can't do that. Uh-huh. That means you don't have an answer. That means you're the wrong person. That means. And it had its its long list of ego, what's wrong with the situation, what's wrong with me, and what's wrong. And it's been brilliant to sit with I don't know.
Yeah.
And relaxing and all the things that are the benefit of practice when I'm not seeking them out, but they just occur spontaneously because I'm paying attention and I don't have to be
a certain way
and I don't have things don't have
that's
to look a certain way.
That's right, because the intelligence that animates is animating you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's all we have to do. And the point that you're making is so important because all ego's got is no, that's wrong. No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
No, wrong. Right? And when we realize that's interesting, but it's not true, then we can be in that kind of relaxation that you're describing. And that's where the expression, when we pay attention, everything enlightens us. That's where that comes from. Because you're just seeing. Are you learning anything? No. Do you know anything? No. But you're seeing.
Wow. It's like a weight just goes away. The weight on my shoulders just goes away.
Yeah.
Sherry Ashwini, thank you so much. Deep Gush Show. Go happy. Bless you for doing this work.
To you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom. We could participate in anything that life offers us, including I don't know, Sherry.
Yes.
Yeah.
That really is kind of a brilliant
participation. And looks like we're
life changing.
One more caller, Sherry. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh my! Hi, it's Celia in Seattle.
Well, hello, Celia.
Hey.
What are you saying?
Oh gosh. Karma is, this is all very serious. There's a way to do this, and it's very important that I figure it out. I get to be important and respected. And this, what's coming up with this work this month is something I hadn't at all expected, which is about authorities. All of these authorities telling, and I have to respect them. And what I'm lacking is I'm lacking the proper respect for authority. And that's the karma.
Yeah. Exactly. That is kind of karma in a nutshell, isn't it? there are all of these things that you have to take very seriously and figure out, and then do, so that you will be the person you should be, and when you're the person you should be, then all of the things that come to the right person will come to you. And yet, no matter how hard you try to do that, it's not working, which is proof that there is something wrong with you. And so what is the something wrong with you? Well, your approach is wrong. So, and we can see with laying it out in that way that ego is going to have as many of those as are required to get you to the moment of death, right? Because no matter what you do, it's going to come in with, well, right, but you're not doing it right. And so if you would just, then all of that would happen for you. And, of course, then you're off and running again, right? Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, I'm going to figure out how to respect all the authorities who only live in your head, by the way. And so you set off to do that, and then the answer is the same thing. Well, but you didn't do it right. See, what you need to do now is... Sound
That's
familiar?
It.
Yeah.
And you know,
Celia, why can I lay that out there like that? Why can I? Why is that possible?
Let me think.
Because aren't you an individual? Aren't you a separate self who is alone and isolated and different from everybody. No, we're all exactly the same. That's how we can catch on to these things, right? Because we're all exactly the same. Egocentric karmic conditioning doesn't have 53,000 names. It's one thing, and it operates in one way with all human beings. Now, for ego, of course, that's devastating. But for anybody who enjoys freedom, it's a great comfort.
Yeah. And it just came up this morning as I was watching all this unfurl again, that it's actually all it seemed to me it was like a screen. All of that is like a screen, and underneath it is, I'm the most important thing in the world, and that's what I have to maintain. And so I'm maintaining that with this story about authority and how I have to keep respecting it, and no, I'm not going to respect
it. Center of the universe.
You know, it's just revolving, revolving, revolving. But really at the core is, I'm the most important thing in the world. There really
ego,
is nothing
Celia.
Else. Yes.
Celia, ego is the most important. And what you're describing is exactly how ego is working moment by moment by moment to be the center of the universe. Because if it is you and all of us, if it is, you will continue to give it your attention, which is how it appears to continue to survive. Its imaginary little existence depends on you focusing on it all the time. What are you going to focus on? What's the center of the universe? And if it can make you believe that it's you and you're it, oh my God. It's got a guarantee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
so that remains the most difficult job we humans can take on. And that is extricating ourselves from that belief that ego system is me and I am it. That voice in my head talking is me, that I'm thinking. That's what this whole awareness practice is about. Just extricating ourselves from that. No, that's not me. What is true? What is real? What is in the moment? What is life animating? That's man.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
It.
You said
now,
it.
Now all we need to do is practice it.
Yeah.
It's the fun part.
Yeah.
That is the fun part. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Celia.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Thanks, Celia. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show, our assignment for today. We're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We are sacrificed to maintain ego. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? What are you not allowed to see, to feel, to have, to be? RL, what you see.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Here we go. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Take care. Go happy.